Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone. We'll do that again. Let me get louder.
Clay wrote this song.
Yeah. Hi everyone. My name is Clay Tatum. Am I loud enough? I don't know. And
do one where you yell like the old days.
Okay.
Now that we're alone.
All right.
But you don't have roommates.
No, it's fine. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
How's it going, everyone? My name is Clay Tatum. Welcome to American Arts and Culture New Podcast.
This is a podcast
that talks about art and culture. And I can do this.
Well,
On today's episode, we have Rodney Thomas Berry. Rodney's really funny, and he told me a really funny story the other day. He said, hey, Clay, by the state of California, I'm required to tell you that I am a registered sex offender. This is information that I legally have to tell you, and I was cracking up like crazy.
And he told you that he called from Rutgers.
Yeah. Wit is here. He notoriously doesn't tip, like, drivers or anything. And we also have Christian Lee Hudson. And I said, Christian, are you related to Catholic Lee Hudson? And he said, no. And I said, well, who's your brother? And he goes, Jake Paul and Logan Paul. I go, your Paul brother? He goes, yeah.
How do you think I got this record deal?
Yeah, so.
Nepotism.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. And
wait, hold on. Hit it, Clay.
Oh, is that the end of it?
Hit it.
Back. Yeah. Wow.
It was really long.
So
long
I remembered intro. Why it felt different.
Wait, do I need to turn you up?
It felt different because I used to do the intro.
You did the scream.
No, and then I would yell for Clay. I would say, what's up? This is the podcast. Yeah. Here's who's on the podcast. And I go, hit it, Clay. And then Clay would go, yeah, baby.
Oh, that is weird.
But we haven't done that since we haven't had the keyboard.
Yeah.
Oh. Can you believe that, Rod?
Yeah, you run the show now. Do the intro.
Why'd you bring the keyboard back today?
Because Witt demanded it.
Oh.
Well, because Clay said the keyboard was broken. And then I go out of town. Classic.
It's a white lie, because I'm white.
And then Clay, suddenly, I see him with a picture of him playing the keyboard. And I say, the keyboard? And suddenly, everyone's commenting, the keyboard's back. The keyboard's back. And suddenly, I'm pissed off because I want some of that keyboard. And suddenly, I find out my oldest friend... Even older than Rod, who's 42, by the way,
right?
Says, "Oh, the keyboard works now. I fixed it." So
he fixed it because of the knowledge he had, because he's been on the earth for 42 years.
Yeah,
Clay fixed.
Turn that up a little bit. I can't hear that. Yeah, that's
even
a beautiful louder. Player.
So, what is this song that you're playing? It's just good to have the
Landman.
So why did you call
Landman
it?
With two N's.
Why'd you call it Landman?
I don't know. Is this a song I like jazz?
Yeah, but what made you title this song Landman?
I don't know, man.
This is like an old West outlaw town type.
You know Aquaman?
Yeah.
You know Superman?
Yeah.
You know why Aquaman's called Aquaman?
He's in the water.
You know why Superman's called Superman?
Yeah, Superman.
I don't know. It should be called Landman.
Well, no, he could fly.
He's not Landman, though. He'd be but like Airman before he'd be.
Well, air, land, sky, sometimes Waterman.
Wait, Waterman's Aquaman, though.
Well, he can also get in the water, too. Can he breathe underwater, Superman?
You can hold your breath.
I feel like
probably.
He can do whatever
I think
he wants,
technically
really.
He doesn't actually have to breathe at all.
What, so...
Does he simulate breathing?
Yeah, I think he does probably simulate breathing.
Man, that must have been weird.
Oh, because he's an alien.
Yeah, he's powered by the Earth's yellow sun.
So he's just fake. He's such a fucking poser.
Yeah.
Superman.
He said he can ollie a forced air. You're a poser.
You bitch.
Yeah.
Do you think he could? I bet he could probably ollie a forced air.
No, I don't think he would know how to ollie. I think it would take him a few days.
Yeah.
I think he'd get it pretty quick.
Because how would he understand the physics of that?
He's got super. He's also super intelligent.
He doesn't need physics. Physics don't apply to Superman.
But he can't make stuff stick to his hands. He's not Spider-Man.
He's not Spider-Man, but he can do a lot of other stuff that defies the laws of physics.
You know what Spider-Man's good for?
Hmm. What?
Having them sticky hands.
Oh.
It's a can.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
Sensitive. Gang, we hear a buzz sometimes. It's fine.
Spider-Man's known for his sticky hands, which is what Clay's also known for after he eats a donut.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big old Krispy Kreme.
Ooh.
You get a glazed donut?
Climb up the Empire State after a Krispy Kreme? Sure.
Save the day? That's fine. Just give me a Krispy Kreme and tell me where the crime is.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to get there. You still have to take the subway, though.
Yeah, it's true.
You're not swinging around.
Give me a Krispy Kreme right underneath that Empire State. Then I'm climbing up ASAP.
Yeah.
As soon as I swallow that.
What happened to people that climb buildings? Why isn't that a thing anymore?
That was in the 90s.
Someone climbed the
That
truck.
Was in the 2000s, too, though.
Oh.
You had those guys that was like the human Spider-Man type guys, like... I'm going to scale, you know, like the Free Solo, you know.
Yeah, I think the Sam Raimi Spider-Man kind of inspired a few people to just climb up the building.
It inspired a lot of people.
You don't hear about the deaths from that as much as you hear about the successes.
Well, you never hear about goofy little deaths.
Yeah,
I wish you did, though. Climbed up there to do a little prank and died.
Yeah.
Never hear about that. Clay, what's this song called that you wrote?
You don't know this song that I wrote?
That's embarrassing.
Little fee-fi-fo-fum went the giant down the beanstalk.
Hanky Noodle? You never heard this song?
Hanky Noodle.
Oh, Hanky Noodle.
Hanky Noodle? You Hanky never Noodle. Heard Hanky Noodle?
This song is really good. You wrote this?
Yeah. I have an idea for a song. We'll name it Yankee Noodle. Hanky Noodle.
Yankee Noodle.
Christian, what's the worst song title you ever came up with?
Mushroom Land.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it inspired by a video game?
That was one of my first songs. It wasn't inspired by a video game. It was inspired by Nirvana. I wanted to do like one of those like drug songs, but I was 12 and I hadn't done any drugs.
Mm.
So I just picked a drug that sounded like it would be a good one to do one of those good old...
Mushrooms.
Yeah, and so I wrote the song based around that, Mushroom Land.
Mushrooms were, like, very non-threatening as a 12-year-old. I had a skateboard that had, a psychedelic mushroom on it.
Yeah.
It was, like, seemed safe enough.
Kevin, give me a peace sign. Put that peace sign down. That's what I tell you constantly.
Why? Because I would go up to Clay like this, with the peace sign going,
yeah,
with my mushroom board, and he'd say, put that down, anarchy in the UK.
Yeah.
Anarchy in the UK. U.S. democracy.
Well... And we would say anarchy in the UK, not knowing that it was like
I said,
a geographical location. Yeah. We just thought it was a saying.
I said anarchy in the UK or democratic
control
in the UK, Republican.
Yeah.
Control. Republican in the UK. Yeah.
But voted by the
people. Clay had a really hard time trying to describe how he's a centrist back then. He didn't know the easiest way.
Joe Rogan wasn't around back then.
Yeah, so I think you could still turn up the keyboard because I still can't really hear it. But is it just my headphones?
Is it that
mix, my man?
Oh, okay. All right, no problem then.
It's not the keyboard in the...
What song? You were playing... So Christian showed me a video of him when he was what? Basically like 1 year old.
Mm-hmm. I was maybe 13, 14.
Yeah, and you're 13. Playing... What song was that you were playing?
I played like...
Well, you played it... It was a 25-minute video.
Yeah, I mean, which one? There's some originals in there, some covers
in
there.
It could have been... Maybe it wasn't original.
I think it was an Elliott Smith song.
Oh, yeah. Well, Farewell to...
On Farewell?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was wearing a Green Day American Idiot shirt.
Mm-hmm. See, so Christian is a couple years younger than us.
Yeah.
He's like 15 years younger than Rod. And so we... Green Day, American Idiot, we did not think that was cool.
Yeah, that wasn't cool to me.
No, I thought...
I hit right at the peak age.
You were in 7th grade? 6th grade?
I was in 7th grade.
So yeah, that would have been ideal for us too. But by then, we were on to Anti-Flag.
Yeah. I mean, I found out... Anti-Flag... It's funny how Green Day just took Anti-Flag's thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is Green Day now.
Yeah. And do you feel a little bit of fear saying that? Because there's a chance you could meet Billy Joe one day.
I've met Billy Joe.
Of course, he meets Justin Sane.
For me.
But that's if I meet Justin Sane, that is complimentary. I wouldn't mind saying to Justin Sane, like, man, you really got the raw, raw deal here.
What was it like meeting Billy Joe? How old were you? When was that?
So I was 13 years old. I think I was around the same age. It was right before American Idiot came out. And there was an auction at my little brother's school. One of the dads at the school had something to do with like the music videos.
It was Harvard. Your
Green
little
Day.
Brother was in Harvard.
It was Harvard Elementary. And there was an auction. They're like, you could go be on the set of a Green Day music video or whatever. My mom bid on it. And she won because no one knew who Green Day was there. Mm-hmm. And so I went to the music video set of Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Is that the Warner one?
The Warner?
Wait. The War one? Is that the guy goes to the war or something?
No, that's not
no,
the
that's
War
No, that's when
one.
September ends.
Oh. It's like they're walking through like the some fucking desert or some shit. Mm-hmm. They're just walking the lonely road and they're in a car for part of it.
Yeah, that song has some really bad lyrics.
Yeah, it's Wonderwall.
Oh yeah, that's true. And I mean, the chords is just Wonderwall.
It is just Wonderwall with Billy Joe singing it. But I remember less what Billy Joe said and more what Mike Dirnt said.
Which is?
Mike Dirnt said, "You're a big ass eighth grader." Or he might have said, "You're a big fucking eighth grader." I can't remember which it was.
And did you walk away from that moment thinking, "Well, that made me feel great"? Or
oh no, because one of the people that like also was part of like the auction thing was my next door neighbor who I had a really big crush on, girl next door type situation. Mm-hmm. So she was there and she overheard Mike Dirnt say that to me. And that's like a kiss of death for your crush.
Oh boy,
yeah. And that, well, I do remember one thing Billy Joe said. He said, "You should show the kids the fucking eagle." And then they took us out into like the LA, it was at like a LAX like airplane hangar. They were shooting this music video and sitting out in like the sun baking. There was like a bald eagle in a cage.
Whoa.
And then we just looked at it and then went home.
And you're like, "I'd rather look at your guitars."
Yeah.
Show me the BJ guitar.
Ooh, show me that BJ. Where do you think that thing is nowadays?
A BJ?
The what guitar?
The guitar that has the BJ sticker on it.
I saw a video about it the other day.
Ooh, what was it? That's my kind of video.
It was a tour rig breakdown.
Oh, so you're a rig rundown guy. We've never talked about rig rundowns.
I've been down every road on YouTube. So
Christian was you were kind of goofing on me the other day for being a rig rundown guy. And I'm, because Christian's friend Emily, what's your last name?
Retsis.
Emily Retsis. It's not necessarily a rig rundown. It's more of like a tone video, yeah. Right?
But her sometimes bass you want to know, what pedals are you mashing
and
up
this,
there?
I'm telling you.
I forgot
Emily,
about this.
Emily has a, how do you spell her last name? R-E-S-T-A-S?
R-E-T-S-A-S.
Oh my God. Look up this video. If you're into like music discussion, ASMR style stuff. This video of her talking about this, how she gets that tone. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm in.
She does. She's plays in the, for people who don't know, she plays in Phoebe Bridgers Blues Band, plays the bass guitar.
Right, which is the only band by Phoebe Bridgers that really matters.
Yeah.
Phoebe Bridgers Blues Band, which famously.
Yeah.
Famously what?
Walking the Dog, some of those songs. Walking the Dog.
That's what they're known for.
Walking the Dog, Killer Man Blues.
Don't leave me hanging.
Yeah.
On the phone.
Don't leave me hanging. Don't hang up on me. St. James Infirmary did a great version of that.
Oh. Those shoes are too big.
Yeah.
Oh, this one really good. You got to listen to this song.
Oh, and then parentheses is, do you
pure
have
volume.
A 7.5?
What was that?
Do you have a 7.5 back there?
What was that in reference?
That's just the seven, shoes. The shoes
in parentheses, oh. The 7's too tight.
Oh, yeah. Anytime I hear, like, specific size
big toe
breathe,
stuff,
I think
man.
Penis.
Oh, yeah. It's not penis, I don't think.
But you can listen to all of it on Pure Volume, the Phoebe Bridgers Blues Band.
Mm-hmm.
What about HXCMP3.com?
Well, this is not hardcore. That's the Phoebe Bridgers hardcore band.
Okay. Oh, she has a hardcore band, too?
It's on HXC MP3.
Yeah. Do they sound like this?
Phoebe Bridgers hardcore band.
Yeah, Clay knows this song. He can cover. Yeah, this is one of their. This is an instrumental, so. But there's about to be a breakdown. It's really sick. Hold up. Here it comes. Go!
I would say that constitutes as a lyric.
And the, wait, and then they break it down like this.
And almost, oh, they're walking, opening the door, closing it. Damn, that's so fucking sick.
That's so sick.
I used to go watch her at the Smell play in the Phoebe Bridgers hardcore band, and when they would get to that part, the fucking crowd would be going crazy moshing.
You saw him at the, I saw him at the Chain Reaction.
I saw him at Smell.
Okay.
Yeah,
remember
yeah.
Watching Chain Reaction videos?
Oh, dude.
What is that?
Chain a Reaction venue? Is like a hardcore venue in the Orange County.
I saw and, Poison
in high
the
school,
Well.
You'd always go on there to see what band's been playing there.
And sometimes you download them from Punk Rock.
Because they have an HVX, like, nailed to the ceiling, like, 50 feet back.
When there was a scam, so I was just visiting home, and I was reminded of a scam where when we would tour in high school, the venue would go, hey, we'll record your band. Oh, yeah.
I know this game.
And then, or maybe we were talking. Or maybe we were talking about this.
I mean, but yeah.
And they're like, you give us $100, we'll record your band live, and you do it. And it's
how
like
much is a DVD?
It's a terrible
cost.
Record. All the guy had to do was press one button. It's awful. But we did it all. We did it every time someone.
You
said,
never
I
know when
I still have
it's I have a couple of mine.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so hard. It's easy for me to lose a DVD.
And Clay was always in charge of these things.
Yeah.
There's like
do not put me in charge.
Clay's a photographer and a videographer. Always has been since I've known him. And he probably has
can't hold on to DVDs.
10 minutes of footage yeah. of our life oh. and maybe 3 photos. But he was taking pictures at every moment of our life.
Exactly. What happened to all that stuff?
I like to record over stuff, and if I have hard drive space and I don't if I end up not having much hard drive space, I start deleting.
I also think.
I think he just names the file just the generic
oh,
name.
Oh, Clay
that pops
will send
up.
Me
oh,
shit. Like, I'll be like, dude, can you send me the one and only cut? Can you send me the final cut of the golden one?
JPEG. Yeah.
The movie that you directed and edited. Can right. you send me the? Can you send HBO the final cut? Of
but
the
when I'm
one?
Typing,
and
I'm,
Clay will type in, it'll be saved as ZZZX4289.
Yeah, because when I'm done, I'm so over editing. I'm like, oh, what should I name this? I go to my keyboard and I do this. Sorry.
Clay, dude.
I do this. On the keyboard. Dot move.
Dot move.
Dot move, yeah.
We got no documentation of our youth because of this jacket.
I have some.
Are you the type of person who, when you move out of a place, you end up just, instead of moving all your furniture, you just throw a bunch of it away?
Yeah. Also, I had bed bugs like twice, so that got not half of my stuff out.
Clay gave Rod bed bugs.
Clay did give me bed bugs.
Yeah.
And then
but
I
that
got
was
him
that was it's that was revenge to... for him having a rude attitude towards me.
And he had a rude attitude, and he had a criminal record.
I guess he was getting bed bugs.
Clay said, this guy needs to get what's coming to him.
I let Clay move in, and he gave me bed bugs, and I deserve it.
Have you ever had bed bugs?
Oh, yeah. I feel
in
like,
LA?
Yeah, I had bed bugs here. Well, I don't know if we had maybe I didn't have bed bugs
yeah,
because
you,
it,
you
they
know
were,
if you have bed bugs.
Small back bites on the back lower back.
Oh yeah.
That's bed bugs.
It's like
I
a
mean,
perfect
that's
line.
But I didn't have to get rid of my mattress or anything like that.
Did you get fumigated?
No. It just like went away one day.
Yeah,
he's not a bed bug. Wait, is bed bugs same thing as scabies?
No. Scabies is a that does go away, but it's more of an intense
maybe it's scabies.
Thing. Scabies is when people get that when they travel too much.
Have a heart attack.
What happened to eat too much red meat?
You have a heart attack?
You're a jolly guy.
No, what's the other one?
Gout.
You get a big foot.
You're not a big red meat guy other than your mid-movie burger, which is surprising because it feels like you would be a red meat man.
Well, Whitney likes... I'll tell you about the 2-pound salad.
Clay's roommate, Whitney.
Mm. Yeah.
Clay makes... makes him eat a 2-pound salad. Yeah. She made me a 2-pound salad yesterday.
Yeah.
A 2-pound salad? What is
thick,
in there?
Delicious arugula Parmesan salad.
2 pounds of arugula?
Ooh. It's so much.
And Parmesan?
It's just too much.
2 pounds of arugula? That's like 4 bags of arugula.
She puts it on a plate. I go, babe, don't put this on a plate. Put it in a big bucket if you're going to serve me a 2-pound salad.
Clay's very wealthy. He's independently wealthy. Yeah. Stocks. Yeah. Bitcoin. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
When's the last time you bit into a hearty burger? Real deal. I'm talking
a
real.
A real deal? Of meat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Regular meat.
Yeah, not like a smash burger. I'm talking about the real deal.
Or not even an impossible.
I had a vegan burger the other day. Do you know about my vegan burger?
Did your mom call you and tell you that?
No.
Cloy. I had a vegan. They sell vegan burgers in Giftshires.
They're actually so good.
Yeah. No, she would say, they are so good.
They're so good.
Yeah. When's the last time you had one?
A vegan burger or a regular one?
Reg.
I feel like I had one kind of recently. I just broke veg recently, and now it's all bets are off. I try not to do red meat too much, but
I was so I was vegetarian for a year, a couple years ago, except for 2 days a week. I would break it for 2 days a week.
Yeah,
and I remember
also known as not vegetarian.
That's not vegetarian.
Right, vegetarian 5 days a week, normal 2 days.
Well, no, I mean it's like that's mostly a pescatarian
week.
Too.
I was a pescatarian. You're right. Sorry guys, I'm canceled. You're right.
Pescatarian.
My old friend
fish.
Here canceled me.
No, pescatarian is fish.
Yeah, and I would.
Yeah,
eat
you
fish.
Can eat fish.
So,
but doesn't
I was
allow
like,
you to eat meat on the freaking weekend.
Okay, well, I was pescatarian 5 days.
On the weekend, you are allowed to have fun though.
That's in the Bible.
You gotta have fun. Weekdays. Salads, whatever. So I was looking, but I was like, this didn't affect my life at all. And then I think I was looking at a video of myself the other day where I don't have a shirt on during that time period. Absolutely, physically
shredded,
looked great.
Wow,
never looked better.
Yeah,
weren't you also going to the gym?
Yeah, but I still work. You know, I'm still slamming some jack.
What do you do?
I do push-ups and sit-ups and pull-ups.
Go to a gym for this?
No, I do it upstairs. Everyone.
You got a pull-up bar up there?
Oh, it fell down today. Yeah, it fell down.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Well, you've been getting a lot of weight recently.
Yeah.
Gaining a lot of weight?
Well, Clay, he makes, every time he sees me, he says, another pound, huh?
Another pound.
Huh. My friend.
Can you show me what you eat?
Guess what? My creative partner here is making himself ugly, so we're not going to get any jobs. Great. That's what Clay always says.
Oh, okay.
He also... He says, hey, creative partner, come here. Let me show you something.
It's called the fucking diet. Can you go over this?
What are you familiar with the concept? You got to destroy something sometimes to rebuild it and make it, you know.
Sure. Yeah, that's how we create.
Yeah.
What does your mom sound like? Because where is she from originally?
She's from Kansas. She sounds like a...
I like people from Kansas. I've always liked people from Kansas.
She worked really hard to get rid of her accent when she moved out here.
Gotcha.
She sounds like... I mean, I wonder if I could just... Oh.
Christian's new album that comes out in like a next year, you can hear a great...
We're just going to play my album right now. Let me just find the link.
I've been listening to it a bunch, dude. The other day, me and Clay, one of the crew members of thing we were shooting was like, what is this music? And I said, this is my pal.
And that's all you said?
I know.
I said, this is my pal. I'm not telling you who it is. And he said, all right. I said,
you have figure to pay it out. Me for me to
I said,
you.
Fuck off. He I said, you need off. To fuck off. I'm not paying you at all.
He said, this is a hostile set. And he goes, oh, you know, you don't know. I'll show you hostile. And you brought out your gun. And we had a laugh.
Okay. I'm just going to play a little voicemail of my mom on here. So you can hear what she sounds like.
We love this.
I can't do an impression of her.
Okay, well, not a very good son, but all right.
Not a very good son. A son. Son.
Wow. That's actually pretty mean wit.
Anya, hope you're having a good time and really enjoying yourself while you're writing. I'll talk to you later. Love you. Bye.
Okay, your mom sounds 21.
Yeah.
She's young. She's, I don't know. She's young.
Really? How old is he?
It's like 50.
Holy hell.
50-ish, 52 maybe? I don't know.
That means she had you when she was like, all right, you're 17.
She had early 20s.
Good for her. Got a whole life.
That's good for her.
I think it's great.
To have a kid in your early 20s sounds like a nightmare.
No, because she gets to have a whole life. Are you the oldest?
Why does that mean she doesn't get to have
a whole
life?
No, you have a whole life.
You have
no
a whole life
what.
If you don't have a kid in your 20s.
No, no. You get into your 40s and you've done it all and you still look great and you get to live your whole life.
See, I think on either... I disagree. I feel like I would rather have fun in my 20s than have fun in my 40s. You know what kind of shit's going on in your... I mean, Rod... You got bad knees.
I got bad knees now.
It's paperwork. It's what your 40s is all about.
Nah.
I mean, you do maybe have some stuff together. You could go down to Aruba. You could go on a riverboat gambling trip. Like some stuff that you just... you wouldn't do in your 20s necessarily. So.
I would do it in my 20s if I knew about it.
Riverboat gambling?
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
How much... So where me and Claire are from, about an hour and a half away, there is very... A riverboat gambling is a huge thing, and we never have done it.
Yeah.
Have you done it?
My dad's done it.
Well, we moved out.
Dude, I guarantee, I don't know this for certain, but I can almost bet $300 that your dad and Clay's dad have hung out at some point.
I kind of feel like that would be
true.
What
I know about both of them.
There's just too much overlap. My dad loves gambling. Two years ago, he was telling me about how he joined this thing called the Caesar's Palace Diamond Club.
I will say this.
That's pretty nice.
That's a Caesar Palace. My family was a Harris family.
Oh, I mean...
Harris casinos all across the... Because Harris was big in New Orleans.
Harris is big all over the Midwest. You go to Kansas City, get off the airplane, that's all you're going to see is ads for Harris.
Oh, dude, Ohio is a huge gambling spot.
That's where my dad lives.
We were randomly in Las Vegas, and we were like, And I was just got a call from my parents, and they go, "Oh, we're just at the Harris in Las Vegas," and I was like, "I'm in Las Vegas too," and we hung out with them. At the Harris,
played blackjack with a 50-year-old Southern woman. There's nothing better in the world.
And also, just a heads up, Harris, that's like the Motel Inn, or like that's the Holiday Inn of casinos.
I would say it's like the Super 8 of casinos.
Yeah, why do they pick Harris?
One time I stayed at
it probably
a Camelot.
Just seems reasonable.
In Las Vegas, it was the most beautiful place I've ever been.
What's the Camelot?
The Camelot Hotel. It had two twin beds in it.
That's nice.
Twin beds. Don't you have a song called Twin Beds?
Yeah. We have a twin bed. We have a twin bed.
Damn, that's good.
Yeah.
That is the melody of the song.
Yeah.
You know when I hear that song, I always want you to go, "We were in Georgia."
We were in Georgia.
Christian has an ability to make a song where, and this is really what I'm saying here, is that you're not a very good
songwriter. Yeah, right.
Is that you can kind of just sing anything and it kind of works with whatever song you're singing.
I'm going to the store now.
Yeah.
Would you like anything from the store? Yeah. I'm sorry I left a mess in the kitchen, man.
See, that's all he has to do, and he's got a whole song. I would bet $4 billion of my hard-earned.
That's too much money.
No, of my hard-earned. My cold
million?
Heart.
Wait, that's too
four
much.
$4 billion of my cold heart.
You can't
billion?
Do that.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow.
You have that much cold hard?
I have cold hard $4 billion. I would bet $4 billion that you don't even write lyrics. You just go into the stewed. And you just
Bruce
riff.
Springsteen style.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's what Bruce does.
What was the song you were showing
me earlier? There's a song that Bruce Springsteen did for the movie The Wrestler. And it's the song is called The Wrestler from the movie The Wrestler.
Dude. And,
and it's him just like kind of listing off unfortunate things and saying that if you've ever seen one of these unfortunate things, then you've seen me.
Let's play it for a second. And Clay, feel free to add in one of your solos.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you might have to skip it. It has a long string intro. So just imagine Bruce. He walks into the studio. Got to do this song for this movie. All right, I'm just going to start with a C chord.
He's being maybe paid. He hasn't written it yet.
He hasn't written it yet. They're like, the movie comes out in 3 months, Bruce.
Have you ever seen a trick pony?
Okay, so he's like, all right, I got my first line.
Trick pony, then you seen me.
Go, 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 go.
Have you ever seen a one-legged dog?
Okay. Wait, can you stop it for a second?
A one-legged dog?
A one-legged dog.
Have you ever seen a one-legged dog making its way down the street?
How?
Go!
I've never seen a one-legged dog, period, in my entire life.
Yeah, I don't think he has either.
And one-legged dog ain't there's making no its way.
He must. He should have just done three-legged dog.
Three-legged dog.
Here's a big part with the issue with the songwriting, which is probably why Christian relates to it, because he's got a lot of songwriting problems in his own personal life. All right, keep in mind that one-legged dog.
One-legged dog, sure.
Dog.
Okay. Right? Which, yeah, I got it.
Doesn't really exist. They're putting that baby down, no offense. All right, here we go.
One-legged dog, and you see me.
He's a one-legged dog.
He's a one-legged dog.
Alright, so the chorus kind of makes sense, so we're skipping it.
A little bit, yeah. They're like, they told him Mickey Rourke was going to be in the movie.
Tell me, can you ask for anything
more? Oh yeah, what's the second verse? He's just, yeah.
I wish I had a clown horn. Nice.
That's in the key, too.
I mean, that's what's in a scarecrow.
That is what. That's a definition of a scarecrow.
Okay.
Okay, so you're a thing that does his job well. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
A one-armed man punching.
At nothing but the breeze?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. He talks about a one-legged dog.
A one-trick pony.
A one-trick
pony. A one-legged dog.
But why not say a three-legged dog?
What's a one-trick pony? Just a guy that's good at one thing?
It's just like a guy's good at one thing.
Yeah, I would be a one-trick pony. That's fine.
That's fine.
You at least have one trick.
Yeah, you get one thing.
Okay, and then he does a one-armed... He does a one-trick pony, one-legged dog. That's absurd. Then a one-armed man. Okay, obviously you can only... Yeah.
Well, that's like a three-legged dog.
It's sort of like a three-legged dog.
Yeah.
And then later,
so you're not one-upping your own lyrics.
Later in the song, he says, have you ever seen a one-legged man doing something?
It's dancing.
Dancing, probably in the street again.
Dancing in the street.
He's like, then you see me. And then guess what, pal? You're very famous. And you're talented and rich. Nah, we ain't seen you.
Well, I've seen him on TV.
I've seen him on TV, too, but he didn't look like a one-legged dog.
Yeah.
Nah. One-legged dog, like, what is the equivalent of a one-legged dog? Like, a person just a head in a jar? Like, in, what's the...
Futurama?
Is that what a... Because, no, Bruce, that's not what you are. You're not a person. You're not a head in a jar.
Was he imagining, like, the type of dog where it's, like, the back legs are wheels and the front leg is a one? Because I feel like he should have specified that maybe the back legs were wheels. Because I'm imagining just a torso and one leg just, like, grabbing... Yeah. And just like
just kind of pulling, doing
pulling
the best
forward.
So if he said, have you ever seen a one-legged dog attached to a couple pairs of wheels?
Have you ever seen a one-legged dog attached to a couple of wheels in the back? And
me. That was me.
That was me making my way down to the corner store.
Guess what, buddy? That was me.
It's a very rare Bruce Springsteen song because there's no mention of any states.
Oh, yeah.
Or like a different, like a road, name of a road.
You think with making a song about wrestlers, it'd be pretty easy to put some states or some roads.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. As like an old school wrestling guy, you love wrestling.
You said old school because the age.
Well, because I'm so old.
And he still hangs around schools.
Yeah.
So what is your... What was that, Clay?
And he still hangs around school, so you can continue.
What's your feeling about the movie The Wrestler?
I didn't watch it, but it looked kind of too depressing.
Yeah, ask me.
What do you think?
I love Cinema Verte. You knew that about me from day one.
I know. That's why I didn't ask you originally.
Okay.
Because I know that you love film.
Yeah.
What about you, Christian?
The Wrestler, what I think of the movie? I don't remember much about the movie. Oh, well, you know what? I feel like it reminded me of my dad in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a... Like, my dad played minor league baseball, and he's just like kind of like a aging buff guy.
Yeah, so if anybody's wondering why Christian has a career...
Like Randy Savage.
Dad, he's like a Randy Savage.
His dad
type.
Was able to make a couple phone calls from his days in the minor league. Yeah.
He's like, hey, this is Lee Hudson from the Double A Expos team.
Oh my God, Double A Expos team?
I don't know what the team was. I'm just making that up. I'm lying about all this stuff.
Right. Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead with what you're saying about The Wrestler.
Well, it just reminded me of my dad. I thought that was kind of nice or whatever. He dates a stripper. That's Marissa Tomei. And that seemed like something my dad would do, too. It just felt like a family type situation.
My issue with it is that I love the movie, but every time I see Marissa Tomei on screen, I go, because she is smoking.
Reminds me of my dad, too, because he was in the WWE for a second. Donald Trump.
Sorry for you.
Oh, yeah. Hall of Famer.
Was your dad.
He was in there for a hot second.
Yeah, and he did a really good job.
Yeah.
All right, let's answer some questions.
We have about 10 minutes left.
All right, that's plenty of time.
All right, cool. What song should I play for this? Just tell me the type of song you want to play.
Play something like spontaneous, but with a jazz pop tinge. Be good.
What's the name of an artist that I can kind
of
like?
Oh, I need it to be it's a Clay Tatum original, but a cover of Nelly.
No.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Oh, you're talking about Brown Jug? Here we go.
Ooh. All right. Okay, if we had to have all of this is for all of us. If we had to have the soundtrack of our life.
Right.
What musician would we choose to?
He is Legend.
Excuse me?
You don't talking about John Legend?
No, He Is Legend. It's a Christian hardcore band.
John Legend is such a fucking poser of He Is Legend.
He Is Legend.
It would be He Is Legend.
For some reason, I thought about that band today.
Who? Yeah. Wait, what is it?
Remember that? It's just like it's like a band that I had the CD for, but I only listened to one song.
Mm-hmm. God. It was in the era of like very colorful merch.
Yeah.
From 2006 or something.
But I listened to that song again today, and it was just...
Not bad.
But it's very cringy shit.
It'd be nice to have instrumental Christian rock music.
So, but who would that be?
Like Jars of Clay without vocals.
Oh, that would make a lot of sense, I think, for your story.
For me, I think, yeah.
For what I know about you, Jars of Clay, no vocals.
No vocals.
And meanwhile, you got Clay over here, your friend. And Clay's steaming with jealous rage. He didn't think of that because his name is Clay.
Clay, exactly.
Yeah, Jars of Clay.
Yes.
Well, I mean, obviously, would there be some overlap in my life story with Clay's? So it'd be like an homage to... Or just foreshadowing or something?
If Clay ever dies, I'm getting Jars of Clay.
Exactly.
No, from your wife? I go, nah, you don't
getting Jars of Clay
this.
To play the funeral?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, we got it.
No singer, though.
No singer.
Yeah.
That guy's... He's out of here. For me, it'd be better than Ezra. I mean...
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense for you.
I just like their music, I like their lyrics, and I think they have a really cinematic vibe. Yeah. It's either between them and Imagine Dragons.
Mm. Or both.
Or both.
Yeah, why not both?
Together. Yeah, I feel like my life is very cinematic.
Yeah.
And it's also very cinema verte.
Exactly. All
right, so Rod,
by that you mean handheld.
And it's very shaky cam.
Yes.
And it's auteur.
Yes.
Right, what do you think, Rod?
What about Scott Stapp from Creed?
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Really like I like his Marlon song. I think that's really good.
He could do like a spoken word type thing. We should talk about some of his like theories about Obama or something. Didn't he get arrested for?
Did
like,
he?
Yeah,
I think
he
got arrested
trouble.
For trying to kill Obama.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Scott Stapp?
Scott Stapp. He was.
Wow.
He got addicted to crack or something in the late, or in like 2014, and he was arrested. I think like naked on his motorcycle with a plan to. Plan to kill Obama.
People are obsessed with that guy.
Obama? Yeah.
Oh, Scott, I thought you were thinking Scott Stapp.
What was Obama's thing?
Huh?
What was Obama's thing?
He was president.
Yeah.
He was president of the United States.
The country.
Yeah, the whole country?
Yeah.
How long did he do that?
8 years. People had so much time to be obsessed with his ass.
Yeah.
But here's the... So this is me and Clay... Okay, years ago, me and Clay were sitting at our apartment and we started Googling. This is, 14 years ago. Googling Scott Stapp. What is he up to? And then
I was only, 35 at the time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rod must have been there, yeah. He was, currently running for office, because he was 35.
Yeah.
And we find a video of Scott
running
Stapp
for office also
in the recording
running from
studio.
The police.
What was that?
Running for office, also running from the police.
Which is really hard to do.
Yes. At the same time.
Yeah. Rod.
Yeah, I was running for office and running from the police.
Yeah, because he had
running from office.
He had made some mistakes that he can't help.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think, Rod?
Let's just move on.
What are you saying?
So, We find a video of Scott Stapp. I don't know if it still exists. It was on YouTube. And it's of him explaining to his new band, his solo band, how important this song is that he's writing. And it's like, this song's about my son. It's about how much I love him. I believe in him. And it's called You Will Soar. And nothing will ever stop my love for my son or this song in its integrity. And then and the lyric, you see on the lyric sheet that soar is spelled S-O-R-E.
Oh. You will soar.
Which he doesn't mean. Anyway, he sings and he goes, you will soar. And he talks about like how important this song is, right? But then, so Rod then shows me, what was it, 10 years later, probably?
Yeah, I think, yeah, the Marlins song, I think, came out maybe 2012 or something.
Okay, this is pre the assassination attempt.
Right.
Maybe.
This is before all that. So this is You Will Soar.
And this is the soundtrack to Rod's life.
Yeah.
Is this Nirvana?
You will sir.
You will sir.
Okay. Beautiful. I mean, that punches you right in the gut, huh, Clay?
Yeah. And big belly of burgers, and you punch me in the gut? That would feel good.
Big Belly of Burgers is a good album.
That's a good album.
Yeah,
we've been talking really album titles today.
Do you not have one
big,
yet?
Big Belly of Burgers.
Oh, he's got a good
no,
one.
No, I came up with one today.
Today?
Yeah.
You came up with one?
Uh-huh.
Is this sucker supposed to come out next year?
It comes out, next year. Early next year. Ugh. And we're going to review it on the podcast.
Why so long?
Wait.
I just like to take my time.
That's true.
He wants to grow his hair really long. That's what the album's
I'm trying to get my hair.
Yeah, Whit has been saying, I'll grow out your hair, and now Christian's obsessed.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
Well, I shaved my head, and I'm jealous of all my medium-haired friends. And now I want all my friends to grow their hair long. Clay's about to shave his head like a fool.
Yeah.
All right, so Rod.
I think if you just put Scott Stapp Marlins, it should show up.
Is it about the baseball team?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's one of my favorite types of songs. It's just kind of
baseball soaring across the field.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Marlins Will Soar.
Yeah, Marlins Will Soar.
It sounds
some of the best lyrics, key,
I think.
Oh, be ready. This song was about his son.
What?
Wait, this is the Marlin song, and I will you will soar.
Yeah.
Wait, so he took this? Wait, hold on. I have some questions.
He
re-recorded the song for his son as a song about the Marlins.
He mostly just lists things that happen in baseball.
You make a song about your son, and then you make a song that goes, baseball soars fast over the field. Yeah.
That's like if Bob Dylan re-recorded Forever Young or something, a song about his son, and was like...
Forever Home Run.
Yeah. Forever Home Run. It was a song just for the Dodgers. It was a song just, not for the Dodgers, but it was for the... Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa home run competition.
Oh my god, that was the biggest time in baseball for me.
Just a heads up, we have about 3 more minutes.
Okay, let's answer one more question.
Can I show you a song that I wrote?
Yeah, oh well, yeah, please.
I wrote this the other day, I think it's pretty good.
Oh, whoa.
Wow. Good,
what inspired that?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, alright.
The COVID pandemic.
All right.
Also wrote this.
And what inspired this? It's really good.
I like the outro.
Yeah. What about the intro?
I can tell it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Once it's finished.
What's the next question?
Okay, guys. I think this is a good one.
Okay.
And then we'll answer the rest of them on the next one.
Okay.
All right. What is the best LA grocery chain?
Hmm. I mean,
I have a really,
I think
what's your answer?
A lame answer.
Because you have a really bad answer. I know your answer. They what? Don't serve good coffee. Your answer is the Sprouts.
Oh, I'm a Sprouts man.
You're a Sprouts guy.
Absolutely wrong. Because you can't get good coffee there.
What do you mean, get good coffee?
They have their Sprouts brand, which is fucking dug out from the...
Oh, I love the Sprouts. They have, like, chocolate cocoa coffee.
Yeah, no, that sounds terrible.
And I love, like, smelling all the new... All the they have like
they have like gummy bear coffee.
Oh my god! Like you get, but oh, but I also get Clay's gummies every week. Clay's eating gummies.
Can I tell you an honest?
You got two
can I tell you an
big old Costco size gummy
that's
things.
That's for Clay.
Can I tell you an honest opinion?
What?
Sometimes talking about baseball, they strike out with those gummies sometimes.
Because sometimes I accidentally buy the wrong ones.
What,
on Alpha,
what are the right ones?
The sometimes I accidentally get sugar free.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I noticed you got sour in there and then regular.
Because Clay likes to go back and forth. He's my friend.
Of course, yeah.
Do you have a snack? I'll get it for
you. Why don't you just mix them into one big tub?
Well, that's fun. Clay might like that.
Throw them in a candy bucket.
Clay, you know, might
but
really
here's
like
thing.
That.
Here's the thing. I go to 365 every time. They have great coffee there.
Rest in peace. There's no 365 anymore.
It's Whole Foods now. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, so Clay's a Whole Foods guy.
It's I go to Whole Foods, and I go, this is one of the worst grocery stores, chains, out there.
Because you can't get Nutter Butters?
They have my beans, though.
The coffee. And what is the go-to?
What are your beans?
It's just like anything special.
You like a Stumptown.
I don't like Stumptown. I like a Verve.
No offense to Stumptown.
Verve, okay.
I like a Blue Bottle. I like it. I also like a Modern Times.
What's the problem with Stumptown? Because I like it.
Stumptown's is just like, I like a bean with a little stank on it, and they have a very safe.
The bean's too safe.
How's sometimes I want it to be fruity, citrusy.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
How's the fish over there?
It's just Whole Foods. It's not good.
It's like vacuum pack.
All their shit is not great.
Mm. Okay,
so
Sprouts is great.
You know what's better? Mm. I think Trader Joe's is the best around.
No, I can't. I can't get behind.
I think Trader Joe's is good because they have.
They don't have any good anything. Snacks.
They have a lot of good snacks. They got the best
only
snacks.
Only for frozen food and snacks.
Snacks and frozen food.
Yeah, but that's not that. Grocery shopping. That's just true. That's a limited scope of what
but
grocery Clay's shopping
could survive off snacks. He doesn't
but
need
also,
anyone could survive
also,
off snacks.
Also, guess how many times I go to Trader Joe's?
Huh.
Twice a year?
Okay, so you're not doing a lot of grocery
so
shopping.
So obviously you're Whole Foods.
Man. We pretty much go to Whole Foods
one, you're the
or
1%.
We go to Vons.
I go to Vons.
I feel like Vons is a safe bet. You can get a little bit of everything.
Okay, so Rod and
but
Clay,
here, here's
Rod
another
and Christian
thing. Can I tell you? Can I tell you everything about grocery stores right now?
Yeah,
I have the Whole Foods app, right?
Yeah, okay,
and I click and I because I have Prime, right? Part of the problem, and I click on the barcode to do it, and you get to see the savings go up. Spend like $150 on groceries.
Get like $2 off.
Not even 16 cents sometimes. You go to Vons. You save like $40 for
it. It is true. When you go to Vons, they really... Oh, yeah. And I'm like, wow, I didn't even know I was a Vons Club member.
Right.
Every time I'm surprised.
I put in the wrong phone number one time. I missed like one wrong number and I only realized it after I press enter. And they go, sure, whatever. It works.
Sometimes they'll enter their own number.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
If I'm like, oh, I'm not a member or something, they'll be like, okay.
Whatever.
And they'll just have this their card.
They just scan their little card.
Vons is the best savings.
I like
savings.
That about them.
365 and Whole Foods or whatever, the absolute worst. And I only go to it because I'm close to it. And Trader Joe's, can I be honest with you? Do they have like a deal where they only work with places that have small parking lots? Like what's the fucking...
They wanted to... I do know about this.
Really?
What is
they,
this?
The concept behind Trader Joe's is they want it to feel like a neighborhood market. So they purposefully seek out land where they can build a little grocery store on it, or maybe there's already a building there.
Right.
And then they want it to feel like a small parking lot because they want it to feel like, oh, you're just...
It's trash.
You're just a hometown grocery
fuck
store
that.
Here.
Fuck you, Joe.
Yeah, I don't... You've never been to my hometown.
You know,
we got a huge
anyway.
Parking
lot. We got a big ass... We got a Walmart Supercenter in my hometown. That's where I go grocery shopping.
You know, Trader Joe's has
assholes.
Good frozen orange chicken. I think that was just... Haze and my, I couldn't.
Yeah. That fucks with you.
That fucks
it
with
is
me
good.
A little bit because they have bad coffee. Uh-huh. They have bad meats.
Horrible meats. I've gotten food poisoning. I can't tell you how many times from Trader. I just won't go there.
Never get pork at Trader
but
Joe's.
But it's so cheap there.
The produce.
It's cheap.
Bad stuff.
sausage.
You don't want cheap when you're talking like the stuff you're putting in your body like that.
Sure.
Crackers, sure. Cheesy puffs, they got all different kinds of stuff.
Whole Foods has the exact same shit, but they make you think that it's good meat.
And Sprouts. Well, we all know that's the top of the line. Right,
I don't think that we know that. Listen, I don't like Sprouts.
If Sprouts had better coffee, I'd say...
But Clay, I get the bad stuff because I'm not an elitist. I get the funny stuff because I like to take chances. So I'm a bad
representation. My dad is freaking Donald Trump.
There's no Sprouts around me.
Why don't you like
Sprouts
other than because you don't live anywhere near one?
I don't like Sprouts. Well, I live near a Sprouts, kind of, but I would never go there. Sprouts is like, I feel like where you go on tour when you're like, oh, is that all there is? Okay.
Just go on a tour with a vegan person and they go.
Yeah, you're like, oh, is that all there is? You're in like Amarillo and there's like,
my heart is broken.
Is that how we have to go?
You know what? I don't want to hear anymore. My heart is broken.
I don't like Sprouts because here are a couple things. I do like Whole Foods. I mean, it's obviously the COVID-19 pandemic has changed things for Whole Foods, but I used to like Whole Foods Hot Bar is like the best thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is good.
But now I don't know what's going to happen with that. But it's one of the strikes against Sprouts is they never had anything like that. Sprouts is also difficult to navigate. It's too much open space.
Hmm. This is an interesting take. Yeah. Because I am about convenient geography.
I mean, you got just a big old... It's basically if you just... The grocery store was like all the produce.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't like it. I don't feel safe in
the
there.
The produce is in the middle, which is
it's
weird.
In the middle.
And Sprouts, I go once a year, probably.
Sprouts, I only go if I have to.
Here's what I'll say about Sprouts. I agree with your takes. And after months of going to Sprouts, I figured out my...
You have a routine.
Routine, and it is great.
You have your route?
Yeah, my route. So, and Rod, you're a Vons man.
Yeah, I'm a Vons man.
Wait, what Vons do you go to? The one down the street from you?
Yeah, the one that's two blocks away from me.
Does it have self-checkout?
Yeah, it does.
Clay's a Whole Foods man.
I like self-checkout.
I'm also a self-checkout man.
Wait, I don't want
so what did you decide on?
I feel like in LA, I'm like more of a Vons guy, but I would say that I go to Whole Foods more.
I think he's right. He's really great. And I don't really go
I
to
think Vons is probably the best take.
I think for me, it's just whichever grocery store is closest to my apartment.
I go to
apartment.
Whole Foods
at
Burbank.
That's number one.
And it's
holy.
Oh, that's a good one, the Burbank one.
That's a big one with a big old park.
You know, I used to have a Whole Foods review account.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I reviewed Whole
it's
Foods
really
all
good,
across America.
Really good Whole Foods.
And what happened? You got too many book deal offers? And
well,
you got sick of it?
I just like it got a little. Once Bezos bought it, it was just felt like I was like, what am I? Am I working for? Am
well,
I doing this
Bezos
out of
bought it. It was 365 turned into Whole Foods.
Yeah.
But well, it's like it's so expensive. It's incredibly expensive.
I feel like it used to be more expensive though.
It's just that's all
it was more expensive back.
It was more expensive back then.
My dad
in the day.
Used to say, "Then go to Whole Foods, and that's where you'll meet a girl." At Whole Foods.
I thought you were gonna say your dad did the whole whole paycheck more like it.
I had a
that's what my dad said.
What was that, Clay?
I shouldn't say it. What you? I have a friend that doesn't stand up, and he has that as a joke, as a legit joke. Anyway, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
Whole paycheck.
Yeah, which,
oh, no.
Which I was like, you don't own that.
That's a street joke, pal. That's a joke for Christian's dad.
That's two steps away from a knock-knock joke.
That joke is public domain.
Right, but that's, yeah. But well, anywho, that's a great question. And I personally think there's no grocery stores in Los Angeles that meet my expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are you serve good stuff like a Trader Joe's or like a Sprouts or whatever. You serve your own brand of coffee, which is just worse than it's basically repackaged Folgers.
So all Clay like really cares about in a grocery store is what kind of coffee.
I
want
to get good stuff there, and I want it cheap, and I want the option to get $15 bag of coffee.
And Clay also is famous for slaving away for about 20 minutes for one cup of coffee for himself.
I've cut that out. I do French press now, but I do it in a very...
Clay does a French press?
Yes. Wow.
When me and Clay...
But I do it in a very... it's a 1 to 12 ratio, which is...
The fuck are you saying
normally
to me?
You do a 1 to 15 ratio, but French press kind of dilutes it a little bit because there's...
So you want more coffee.
I want more of that buzz. Yeah. I want more of the taste of the bean. And so I've been doing a 1-to-12 ratio with French press, and I've been getting a better result than I have been with my air press or my
Let me tell you about what a Philistine I am.
Hey, can I tell you?
Huh?
Your coffee? It's not that bad.
It isn't that bad.
I just fill it up to the brim.
Yeah, but you have a certain, looking at your ratio that you like to do, it's not that bad.
All I know is that sometimes I'm very often I'm in a big hurry in the morning.
Yeah.
So I just kind of fill it up. And this morning I made some coffee and I was like filling it up, and then I realized I wasn't in a hurry and I was like, why did I do that?
Yeah. But here's the thing. Yeah. If you want good coffee, all you need is a scale and a French press. Get a scale of $12 at IKEA.
I do the scale thing. I do the pour over.
Yeah, do that. It's fine.
I don't do French press. I do Chemex.
Chemex is great. It's just all good.
It's a little more work,
Just know your ratio.
Shitty, cheap pour over because it's easiest to clean.
Yeah, but once you get...
Well, but you're always on the run.
I like them.
Yeah.
From the cops.
I had my parents stayed with me for a little bit, and they would do something that I thought was psycho. I would make a pour over every morning, and they would use my pour over leftovers as their coffee.
Oh, I've done that. I mean, dude, when me and when we were shooting the golden or the Civil Dead, me and Whitney were doing instant coffee.
That sounds horrible.
Pretty much all the time.
Yeah. If you're camping, that's like okay, but if you're in a home, you got AC in the house, you don't need to.
Hey, I was doing it. We got AC.
We're going on too long.
Let's big.
Okay. We'll answer
we're answering the rest of the questions.
Go subscribe to the Patreon.
I forgot. Sorry, gang. How many questions?
Is this the Patreon?
We got
this is
so
the real
many
one?
Questions. This is the normal one. We answered.
Bye, gang.